Well, good morning. Let's give a praise and worship band a hand clap. We serve a good God. First of all, I just want to welcome our visitors, David Garcia. Let's give him a hand clap. Gilberto Saldana. An old friend of mine from my former church in Mission, Linda Tagaban. We just pray that you be blessed this morning and that you feel welcomed. That's our prayer as a church, that you feel welcome in our church. Once again, thank you for visiting us this morning. All right, it's time. Can we please bow our heads and close our eyes as I lead with a word of prayer? Lord, Heavenly Father, God, we just thank you, Father God, for your mercies which are new every day, Lord. Thank you for giving us another day to breathe, Father God. And I just thank you for the honor that you bestowed upon me to bring forth your message, Father God. I just pray that you will hide me behind your beautiful cross, Father God, and that it will be you, Father God, speaking through me, Lord. Use these lips of clay, Father God. Use these hands for you, Father God. And I just thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in our church, Father God. We just thank you that truly the best is yet to come, Father God, for Hope Community Church and for your people, Lord. We pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, it's good to be here this morning. I would like to, one of my message this morning is that God is with you. My foundational scripture is in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. That's where I'm going to start my message this morning. And the word of God reads, keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have. Because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. Never, that means he's always going to be by our side. That he's with you. That's going back to my title this morning, that God is with you. My next scripture, Mark chapter 4, verse 35. Mark chapter 4, verse 35. And my point there is that God is with you through the storm. Jesus calms the storm. Mark chapter 4, verse 35. That day, when evening came, he said to his disciples, let us go over to the other side. Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There was also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, teacher, don't you care if we drown? He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, quiet, be still. Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith? They were terrified and asked each other, who is this? Even the wind and waves obey him. I want to go back to verse 35. That day when evening came, he said to his disciples, let us go over to the other side. That was a faith statement that they were going to get through the other side. Jesus knew that they were going to, a storm was going to, it was on the horizon. But he told the disciples that we're going to get to the other side. And disciples were terrified, scared, because they saw water in their boat. And they're telling Jesus, as you notice that Jesus was asleep. That relates to our lives when we're going through tough times. And if God is with us, we have a peace in our hearts that no matter what we see around us, we know that God's going to see us to the other side. Amen. It's having that faith. The Bible says that we have faith as a mustard seed, we can move mountains. Amen. A mustard seed, we have even the tiniest faith in our hearts that, you know what, God, I don't know what's going on around me, but I know that you're going to see me on the other side. And I'm sure the disciples were still such amazed that even the waves, when he said it by the authority, that they were peace and calm. That's with our lives. That you know what, God? Like I said this right now, that I don't know what's going on around me, but I'm believing you. And I don't know what you're going through this morning, but I'm here to encourage you that God is with you. Next point, that God is with you when you feel the whole world is collapsing around you. Matthew chapter 14. Matthew chapter 14, starting in verse 23. I'm going to read a few scriptures here, so just bear with me this morning. Here we go. Jesus walks on the water. Verse 23. Matthew chapter 14, verse 23. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone. And the boat was already a considerable distance from the land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. There's going to be times when you feel alone. When you feel that you're all by yourself. But what was Jesus doing? He was praying. Verse 25. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said. And cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down on the boat and walked on the water and came towards Jesus. When he saw the wind, he was afraid and beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You have little faith," he said. "Why do you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." When they had crossed over the land of Gennesareth, I can't say it. And when the men of the place recognized Jesus, they sent word to all the surrounding country. People brought all their sick to him and begged him to let the sick just touch the edge of his cloak, and all who touched it were healed. Jesus was there. Now, a lot of people knocked down Peter for... He took a step of faith. He walked on water. But what happened when the waves started getting scared? But Jesus, because he's so merciful to us, brought Jesus out of the water. He's with us. When you feel your whole world is collapsing, you don't know what's going on, waves, you see left and right things, tough times, tribulations. God said it never will be easy. But one thing that he said, he's going to be with you through the storm. Amen. Praise God when times are going good. Praise God when all hell is broke loose. Praise God. Because you know that God sees the big picture. We can't see the big picture. I found this little saying on Facebook. There's good things on Facebook. Okay. There's no, okay, here we go. I read it and it's like, whoa, that's what I'm preaching about. So I'm going to read it this morning. I asked God, why is he taking me through the water? He said, because your enemies can't swim. Bam. You're going to have your haters out there, just, you know, but you know what? When you're serving God, when God puts people out of your life, maybe because God has other friends that are going to encourage you. See, and that's what the thing with people, and they're afraid to give it all to God because they're like, what's going to happen when I give my life to him? You know that God created you for a purpose? Amen. Do you know that God has the best for you? Amen. God has the best interest for each one of us. But people struggle with that, like, man, I don't want to give it all up. Oh, man, it's going to be boring. You know what? Serving God is the best thing you can do. Amen. Amen. I've been serving God over 10 years, and I don't regret it one bit. I've seen God do some amazing things through my life, and I've seen him answer prayer. So you've gotten too late to me that know God answers prayer. You've gotten too late to me that know that God heals. You've gotten too late to me that God delivers because I've seen it with these two own eyes. So you've gotten too late to me personally. I'm going to give it everything I got till the day I die. And I pray that this morning you be encouraged that God is with you. God is merciful to us. Psalms 37, verse 23. Psalms 37, starting in verse 23. The Lord makes firm the steps of the one who delights in him. Though he may stumble, he will not fall. The Lord upholds him with his hand. Amen. Verse 25. I was young and I am old, yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging bread. They are always generous and lend freely. Their children will be a blessing. Verse 24 says that though he may stumble, what is that saying? That we're going to stumble from time to time. But like the old saying goes, it's not how many times you fall, but it's how many times you get up. It's easy to stay down and be discouraged. But when you feel your world's collapsing, you know what, God? I still want to be in church. I still want to pray. Even when I don't understand what's going on around me, I know that you're with me because your word says that you'll never leave me nor forsake me. Amen. It's okay to declare the word of God. God wants us to. Because that's showing him that, you know what? We're going to hold on to him no matter what we see around us. He is with you this morning. We are safe with God. I'd rather have God on my side than not have him. The Bible says the rain falls on the just and on the unjust. That's saying that you read through the Bible, man and woman of God suffered a great deal. Because a lot of people have this mindset, oh, I'm going to serve God. It's going to be nice and cozy. You haven't read the Bible yet, have you? So yes, I'm just being honest. Yes, we will stumble. But he's going to be there to get us up. Praise God for that because we need him every day. One thing that I realized serving God that I need him more every day. Because there's an enemy out there that wants to distract us. Bible says in John 10:10 that the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But God comes to bring life and bring it more abundantly. Have you ever thought why the word the first word is steal. Because the enemy, what he wants to do, he wants to steal your faith. Once he has done that, he's done his job. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10. Here we go. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10. The name of the Lord is a fortified tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. We run to him, right? The word righteousness, what it means, is right standing with God. We can't change in our own ability. The Bible says that our righteousness is as filthy rags. It's not by might nor power, it is by his spirit, says the Lord. He's given us the strength to let go of the past. It was just in my second year of teaching. I've been writing with my kids now in journal writing. And I wrote a little something about, you know, that I have to let go of my past to move forward with God. You know, something we have to do is that we gotta let go of the luggage. Once again, God has the best in store for you. And I look at my past like, why would I want to go back when I've seen God do so many things for my life? It'll be a slap to his face. No, I don't want to do that. I can't emphasize this morning. So much this morning that he's with you. I don't know what you're going through, but I'm here to share with you that he's with you. The Lord will hear your cry. Psalms 118, verse 5. Psalms 118, verse 5. When hard pressed, I cried to the Lord. He brought me into a spacious place. The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? The Lord is with me. He is my helper. I look in triumph on my enemies. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in humans. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. Amen. My question to you this morning is, who are you trusting? Are you trusting in man? But are you trusting in God? The Bible says in Jeremiah 17:7, blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord. And I want to be blessed. I don't want to put my eyes on man because man will let us down every day. I'm going to read that again. When hard pressed, I cried to the Lord. He brought me into a spacious place. The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? The Lord is with me. He is my helper. I look in triumph on my enemies. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than trust in humans. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. We are living in tough times. Amen. What's going to happen in 10 years to this world? You look left and right, it's bad news. And But when you read the Word of God, you have your answers there. Read something positive. Because if you listen to the news all the time, you'd be like, you'd be depressed. Because, you know, that's what's the news, you know. But you read the Word of God and you see that God has purpose for your life. You see that He's with you. You see that you're fearfully and wonderfully made, that you were made for a purpose. You see the woman and man suffered in the Bible, that you're not alone. Okay, my last scripture of this morning, Psalms 34, verse 14. Psalms 34, verse 14. Turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and His ears attentive to their cry. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to blot out their name from the earth. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them. He delivers them from some of their troubles, all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and save those who are crushed in spirit. The righteous person may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers them from the law. He protects. Okay, there ended in verse 19. The righteous person may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from the law. Here it's saying that, you know, we will have troubles. But what does it say? But the Lord delivers them from them all. Just a thought for you this morning. Not only is God with you, He has a purpose for your life. One thing in this year I see in my life, this is an answer to prayer for me. And Elias had asked me to, of course I prayed about it, and about assisting him in the church. I've been doing youth ministry for a few years. I was doing it in mission. I came here to Donna, and do I miss the young people? Of course. But one thing I got to realize that God, it's a new chapter in my life. And my heart's desire one day is to be a pastor. You might think I'm crazy, but if you walked in my shoes, you would know why. And I see how my life's headed towards ministry and working in Donna. And as much as I try to run away from this little wee town, God keeps bringing me back home. Well, I was in mission for 10 years and serving over there, the church. And when I just went to 2 years of Bible school. And now I'm coaching this year, and that's an answer to prayer. You know, even though we got our butts kicked, but it's okay. You know, it's a learning process, you know, and just, you know, coaching. Seventh grade, we call them the B-bombers. You know, but what I'm saying this morning, people, is that God's with you. And I can look back at my life and I see where, you know, my life's headed towards the destiny that I know that He's called me to. But I can be up here and share everything that's going on in my life. But to you, for yourself, give your life to the Lord. You will know what I'm talking about. And a lot of people are afraid to take that step. I want my life to be blessed. And I pray to God this morning, that's your heart's cry. What I'm going to, I finished my service, a message already. I like to get straight to the point. That's just me. I'm going to come and show up this morning. We're going to... This morning, this is my altar call to you. Maybe you're going through a tough time right now. This morning, worship God. The altar will be open. This is between you and God. Maybe you're running away from the Lord and you feel that God's pursuing you. Go after God now. Because the scripture also says that, God will not always strive with man. There's going to be a point, maybe God's going to say, he doesn't want to follow me after I've given him sign after sign. I put people in their path. Unfortunately, it's sad to say, but it maybe take rock bottom for people to realize that they need God. When God all along has been there, and then tragedy hits, I don't understand this, why people blame God. It's beside me. When God sent his only son for us to die a gruesome death, and his last words, some of his last words, Jesus said, forgive them, for they not know what they do. Are you running from the Lord this morning? Maybe you just want, you need to worship God. Say, God, forgive me. I know that you're with me. One thing I can share with my peers is that serving God is the best thing anybody can do. Can we just please stand up and let's worship God? And the altar is open this morning.
Water, and I will trust in you. trust Him if you fall, that He will pull you back up. And I will trust in You.
Shall I be afraid? Lord is
Sure.